Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. And we're also on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Well, this week I dug through my music files and found two really beautiful gems. These are two of my absolute favorites, the Concerto Grosso by Ernest Bloch with piano obbligato and the beautiful string sextet by Johannes Brahms. Other treats await you as well, including a fugue by Venezuelan composer Aldenaro Romero and a curious tone poem by Jean Sibelius based on Finnish folklore called the Wood Nymph. There's a lot of beautiful music to come tonight, so stay tuned right here on KKRN. And don't forget to like Intermountain Classics on Facebook. Good evening. This is Tom Diskin, your host each week on Intermountain Classics. I hope you're having a great night tonight. In about 8 minutes, we will hear the beautiful Sextet for Strings, Opus 18 by Johannes Brahms. We now hear a very interesting fugue written by Venezuelan composer Aldemaro Romero, the Fuga con Pajarillo. Aldemaro Romero was a composer, conductor, musician, and arranger who moved easily between musical genres and began his musical career at the age of 10, playing the guitar and singing on local radio stations. The Fuga con Pajarillo we are about to hear is a work based on a famous dance form in Venezuela, which also has roots in Brazil, Colombia, and Peru. Here is the Intermezzo Chamber Ensemble playing the Fuga con Pajarillo by Aldemaro Romero. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks so much for listening tonight. Aldemiro Romero's Fuga con Pajarillo was made famous by the well-known conductor Gustavo Dudamel, conductor and musical director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. We have heard the Intermezzo Chamber Ensemble playing Fuga con Pajarillo in this recording. Johannes Brahms wrote his first string sextet between 1859 and 1860. The highlight of the work is the theme and variations in the second movement, which involves a beautiful opening by the two celli. The sextet was a venture away from Brahms' love for the string quartet by adding both a second viola and a cello. One way Brahms emphasized the differences in texture of the different instruments was by playing the different pairs of instruments off against one another. Here now is the first of two string sextets by Johannes Brahms, as played by the Amadeus String Quartet with Cecil Aronowitz on second viola and William Pleath on cello.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Theme and Variations second movement of the Brahms String Sextet we have just heard is regarded as one of the most beautiful and passionate works of classical music. Brahms himself wrote a piano version which he presented to Clara Schumann on her 41st birthday. The Amadeus Quartet with Cecil Aronowitz on second viola and William Pleath on second cello performed in this recording. Tommaso Albinoni was an Italian Baroque composer. While famous in his day as an opera composer, he is mainly remembered today for his instrumental music, such as concertos and chamber works. Here is his well-known Adagio in D minor, as performed by the Philharmonia Virtuosi of New York, conducted by Richard Kapp. Be sure to stay tuned for more great music on Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. We can also be found on the web at kkrn.org. In the next hour, we will hear a wonderful concerto grosso for strings and piano by Ernest Bloch and a tone poem by Jean Sibelius based on a rather unusual Scandinavian folktale.